Good thoughts from Vision's daily devotion, the word for today.
From Hebrews 5, verse 4, no one takes this honor on himself. When it comes to knowing what God has called you to do in life, you have two options. Number one, speculation. Dr. Hugh Moorhead, who heads the philosophy department of Northeast Illinois University, wrote to 250 well-known philosophers, scientists, writers, and intellectuals, asking them the time-honored question, what is the meaning of life? Then he published their responses in a book. Some offered their best guesses. Some admitted they had made up a purpose for life. Others were honest enough to say they were clueless. In fact, a number of them asked Moorhead to write back and tell them if he himself had discovered the purpose of life. Thank God there's a scriptural alternative to speculation. And number two, revelation. No one takes his honor on himself, but he receives it when called by God. That's Hebrews 5, verse 4. When you know God has called you to do a certain thing, you can be confident he will provide the resources, the wisdom, the connections, and the strategy. And here's the great thing. You can find all of these in his word. The Bible is the original owner's manual when it comes to explaining why you're alive, how life works, what to avoid, and what to expect in the future. It explains what no self-help or philosophy book could possibly know. Paul writes, "We impart a secret and hidden wisdom of God, which God decreed before the ages for our glory." You've been genetically wired to fulfill a certain purpose in life, and to discover it, you must turn to God's word and not the world's wisdom. From Vision's Word for Today, speculation or revelation?
The Word for Today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au or in the Vision app. Just another way Vision connects faith to your life.